However, I'm going to start with you and ask you to tell me a little bit about your marriage and how we've ended up in divorce court today.
Well, the main reason why I want a divorce from John is because he doesn't even like black people. He believes that because he's light-skinned, that light is right. And instead of
he doesn't like black people.
Right.
Okay, we got a problem right here. Now, because you're black, right?
I believe.
As far as I know. Now, Mr. Young, what are you?
Your Honor, I am half black myself, so that's ridiculous.
Half black? And what other half?
Half white.
And half white.
They'll make comments that it's not dark and lovely, it's black and ugly. Light-skinned black people are better than dark-skinned black people. That light-skinned black people have better hair, they get better jobs, that they're just better people all the way around.
It's not dark and lovely, it's black and ugly. Tell me she made that up.
Yes, ma'am, she sure did.
You never said it.
No, ma'am.
You never said anything about the good hair part.
Well, occasionally I might say something to her just, you know, to tease her a little bit, but, I mean, hey, when you look at my hair, what do you expect? You know, she wanted me to grow it, so she has to suffer the consequences and deal with
it. She wanted you to grow your hair.
That's right.
You can flip it one time so I can see it all.
I mean, I go out on the street on a regular basis. And people just...
You don't straighten it, do you? Every now and then I straighten it.
No, you
put a perm on your hair.
No, not a perm. Just straighten
it
with a flat iron.
A flat iron your hair. I mean, look at it.
It's good.
Good hair.
Do you like it better long? I like him to be happy about himself. If he likes himself better with long hair, then I agree with it.
Fucking
it's
cool.
Just the things that come with the hair that make me upset. He got into an argument with me one day because he was mad because he could not find his brush.
Right?
It's not a special brush, it's just a regular brush. He threw a fit saying that I sabotaged him because I didn't want to do his hair, and he stormed out the house, and then after he left, my son happened to go through a box of DVDs, and there was the brush.
Did you accuse your wife of sabotage?
No, ma'am.
Because you could not find your brush.
Well, this is something that she does on a regular basis. She takes things and hides it from me, so she'll purposely irritate me.
So you think that one day your wife says, he'll need to brush his hair today. Let me hide this so he can't brush his hair.
Yes, ma'am. Look at her hair. She has half of a head. Like... I mean, I have all of my hair. I don't want
she
to with half
of
my hair.
Of a head.
Yeah. Look at her hair. She's halfway shaved off, you know.
You said to my staff, her hair is nothing. She braids it too tight and crooked. She burned me with the flat iron on purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say these things?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. She gets angry because I have her flat iron it or braid it, and she wants to braid it all tight. One day she braided my hair so tight I had to take a half a bottle of Tylenol. It was hurting, and sometimes she braids it so tight it starts bleeding around the edge.
Talk about it too long.